the instructions on Krichemda? Is that what we're holding, or?
I think so. I think so.
That's why I have a mock. I assume that that's. Is that where we're holding? I just don't remember. I have it marked off, but
that's where we have a marker too.
Okay, everything we're good. Okay, how's everybody over the summer?
Oh, very good.
Excellent.
Okay. V'chakach omar, chavim yisor shenislam kli chemda shebeniver oylam. Omar kli chemda, mipnei sh'oylam niver b'teira. Ki ha'teira hu seyde mesurim Hashem yisparach. So he's saying over here, what's the pshat kli chemda? So the first one is, the first nekuda is, what does the word kli imply? When you're saying, the word kli is not simply replacing the word chayfetz, but it's rather something mitzaratzma. So he says, ki ha'teira seyde mesurim Hashem yisparach, asher god Hashem yisparach ha'seyde kifi chochmasoi. So he's giving a new hagdara to the word kli over here. The kli is always bigger than the content, not only physically, that's obvious, but the kli is the pshat, is able to have a handle, a grip, contain the teichin. If I say A is a kli for B, so that means that A is bigger in a certain sense. If it's a cup with tea in it, the cup will always be bigger than the tea. If it's a pair of pliers that I'm going to be able to hold a hot coal, it means the pliers can be moishel on the coal. The kli is always that which can wrap itself around, so to speak, the teichen, and is bigger. So Torah is the big framework for the world. Torah is the big picture of the world, and b'meila, the world is contained within Torah. Now, Torah says these are the issues for a person that a person needs to do, and so on and so forth. But mela, the world will contain nekudas and inyanim that will allow a person to do it. So the seder is just like, just to use the mashal, the words that he uses when he speaks about Torah as being the seder for the world. Any time you have a myth is bigger than the world in the sense that anything in the world can be put into mathematical terms. So the overriding, the overarching mahalach is myth or science, and the world is something that fits into those klolim. There are no yitz min haklolim mitzad teva. It's the seder that Torah gave that's mechayev the world. Hine, ha-Torah he kli. One minute, yeah. Okay. Now hold 1 second. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the bacher just leave that. So, okay. Hine atayri klisha b'niver oylam ki aseda muskul shatayra uhoya klisha b'yhoya poil oylam. So the sichlius of Torah is that which brought the world about. The mela, it's one is going the other. V'dovah ze mevuah, ka seichel poil b'geshem. V'viu ray lezeh ha seichel poil b'geshem, ki ka sheyaniach ha'odom luach she'en erochav ha'nor echot. Ka sheyodom oiva lov, shemachsheves ha'nefila g'remes ki teit ha'nefila poil. So he says, if a person were to put I don't know whose marshal this is, if it's a marshal of the world, Katmainim, or whatever it is. He says, if a person he puts something that's not broad enough on a river, when the person passes on it, so he says, Machshevas anfil goremes kiteis anfil apoyel. Hareka machshava pa'ela sheita devil apoyel. I'm not sure in the marshal over here whether he's talking about a person who has like a very narrow place to go across, and he and therefore he's scared of it and sort of falls off mikoyach the scaring. In other words, the fact that the person himself can quote unquote psych himself into falling is, almost if a person goes on a thin wire, if a person is confident, usually he can walk across it. The reason why you fall mostly is because we have some sort of fear. So you see that the machshava can be piled on the person. Let's give a muscle, let's try to understand what he's driving at. We can understand machshava in two ways. For instance, let's say I'm watching somebody on a tightrope walking across the room, and I'm standing behind a one-way glass that's very thick. I can see him walking, he doesn't see me and doesn't hear me. And I'm nervous and thinking all the time, he's just about to fall, nothing will happen. The reason is because that machshava follows the maisa. I'm observing something, and my thought is processing what I'm seeing. So that type of... So we could have understood a person's machshava to be the same. The person's kayach machshava is observational in nature. So I'm aware of what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing, and I'm processing what I'm doing. So I'm nervous because I'm walking a tightrope. But really, the machshava dictates the person's pulis, and therefore, if he thinks I'm going to fall, then I will fall. So you see that the flow is from the machshava to maisa, and not the other way around. It could have been the other way around if we'd visualize machshava as being a passive type of element. The kamadran shal shopelas umikol shekein aseda muskol ha'olyoin. He had Torah, Hashem is Chai, and Hashem is Barach. So he poiled if he said that muskla zeh. So certainly the mahalach of Torah, which is kineged hakashmos machshava, does not start with it doesn't start with the bottom up. In other words, here are people, and this is what they're all about. What would be a cool thing to be mechay of them? What are good mitzvahs to keep them aligned? It's the other way around. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a seder of mitzvahs, which we call Machshavta Yisbarach, and that seder of mitzvahs is what gave birth to the type, the Tzuras Adam, which put into the Bria in order to actualize those in Yanim. So that's the mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshava to mice and so on. The v'zeh shama teir is a kli chemda sheboi nivra oilam. And this is really the shayosh of all the Yanim, that it's not possible to have a mitzvah if we can't be mekayim and so on, because everything starts with the Adam and it works way around. It's all going in the opposite direction. It starts with the ratzon for the mitzvahs, and we're just there as a sort of We're the result of what a Ratzon for Mitzvahs has created in terms of a practical being in this world. So that was an explanation of what the word kli means. What does the word chemda mean? The bria about which the bria which can be considered chemda is going to be something that is not physical. Let's talk about this. Let's understand this a little bit. You have two types of pleasures. You have taiva, and you have chemda. Taiva is physical. Chemda is less physical. Chemda usually applies to chemda samamen, where taiva applies to taiva's baser. The world of taivas expresses itself in physical contact. So the hanah of te'ima, of achila, even reyach, mishush, all of those are taivas noshim. Why a physical contact? Because the taiva lies in the physicality, and there's nothing you can't have a realization of a physical taiva if you don't have a physical contact. On the other hand, the muscles. A very, very luxurious bath, oils, etc. Those are physical taivas, and they come about through some sort of contact sensation. Let's say a person wants money. So it's not going to be the hanah. I mean, there might be some hanah in fondling the money, in holding the money and sort of letting it go through your hands, but that's not really the money. I mean, today when we have electronic cash, you can't even do that. The Silas Mana with the gold coins doesn't work. The Hanos moment is the hair that I'm rich, that I know that I have money in the bank. The Re'ia is the furthest, and the Hanon and the Re'ia is usually not. The Hanon and the Re'ia is the hair Shabbai. Even when I see something that's aesthetically pleasing, it's not because a nice painting makes my eyes feel geschmack. It's because I'm typhus something, and I have a sense of beauty that I didn't have without it. So in the world of typhus versus chemdis, chemdis especially finds its place in a person's mitzias of which is more ruchnius, and a nayim of the chushim of a person. The ayin is the most. It's the observation shabai. That's why we speak of sichlistic tfisas as ein haseichel, ayin haseichel, a sort of grasp of the seichel. So he says. There's a difference in Hanah, two worlds of differences. The Hanah Lamashal of a physical, of a warm bath, a little baby can also be nana from it. The Hanah of a nice painting, or even nice colors, it takes a certain dagger of maturity. it's much easier to appreciate a pretty color. But the mice, you know, it takes time to develop it. It's not contact. There's some level of sichlius which dehairs it, and that becomes the tainuv. So Torah is a kli. It's a chemda, and he says, because the primary organ for dehairing that is going to be re'ia. So that's why it's called, it's nechon, because it's the mara sechem abiter. I just want to make that clear. It's not only is Torah sichlis, and that's why it's chemda is the re'ia sechel. Bemis, anything that's labeled chemda, the hanah lies in the tefisa sichli shabai. That's where the hanah lies. It's not something that can that can express itself in any other, because sefer shadav it's always in the tefisa shabadav. Va'isiv leima chibi yaseir nadas lahem nadas lahem kama shizbatam lamaylo ki dava zeshasem atera shikli chemda hu goyim shashem yisparach yish lechiba shal avi ma'adam. So he says, "V'hu sheyotzes achiva lapoil, kashenida avel anev k'mesh brasha lamaila." So this is something which the Torah itself becomes a kli for that kesha, for the ava. V'oid ki kashenida le'ava hu mevakesh avosei. So the chiba yaseira is, it creates a cycle of chiba, that in what the yaseira means, it's chiba that leads to chiba. There's a grura of one chiba to the other chiba. But he said before, in the first piece over here, he says, the chiba yaseira in Eidas Lahem, he says, v'ushayat achiba l'par kashenoida av l'anev kashpash l'mayla. So, the first thing he says is that this av, this chiba, is gluya, because it creates the etz mechiba. The person dehairs in the Torah the rotzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mahanehim. Just like if somebody gives me something matana, which is mahanami, that creates a tremendous ava, yachsav ava. When I do something that brings about in me a tremendous sense of when somebody shares with me something that's mahanami, that's goyim the ava. And they say, "Oh man, this matan terech haber tzarech ledioi." Bezem ipni ki kol matan shnei snaicha roi she oyves mishnei snaicha matana. Or lefikach yesh adir lof she noisa matana v'yeshol ben noisa makabel. In the world of matana, as opposed to the world of tzedaka. The matar of the matana is not to feed or to give the toiv to the person, but it's a chetimtza for the ava to be reichav on it. Anytime you give a matana, like the Gemara says, that's why there's a leisachonim in giving matan to Mosoilam, unless the tachlis is a tachlis of unless there's a very specific tachlis to do a job better and so on and so forth. The mitzvah of matana itself is a grima of, it's an expression of ava and a gerim of ava. So b'meila that's why the person chatchila should be the person needs to be moidia him. And then he says v'pnei oma olufik yeshadil shesu kavi yeshal merasu kav umnei kachom mechiba yaseir nedasloi shashem esprochdir lehem achiba. So he says, the tzura of Torah was given in a way where there's a gilui of his av to Klal Yisrael. The Torah itself is given in an oifin of matana, meaning that it's given an oifen that we the her chiba. The reason is because the matara of Bias Adam is chiba sa'ad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, mipnei kach oma, yichiv yisad, no shem yisbarach dila chiba kdeshe oyev ezeh gam kein, shashem yisbarach chof yisbarach 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 gam kein. Ach pirush vishu wa ikar. But lamaise, both pirushim are that one is that this chiba over here is a chiba begolui. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ke'ilu, it is the herd that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is there to be mehanas. And the second piece is that it's meant to be gerim for reciprocity of feelings. He says, V'tavin ki hiska tana gimel dvarim, echad chavad shevitzom lakim, hasheni chavav Yisrael shenosmaim klim chemda shabay nivroilam, Hashlishi chavi v'yisol shnei kubanim l'mokoy. Elim gima dregis ha-yaynis, kashi yedua. V'kva be'anu, and he's going to explain the different pieces here. He uses this l'shaynis, v'kva be'anu ki malas ha-tselem hu mitzad ha-tachtoinim. Moshe yitzpah l'mayla by Richus, ki malas ha-tselem kashadu melech b'tachtoinim. In other words, the tzelem alakim that a person has is negea tachtoinim. In other words, within tachtoinim, he has a tzelem alakim. He's the musaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the world of tachtoinim. V'yoyis mizesh asadam tayrim min ha'olam ha'olyoin. V'zehu, v'yoyis mizesh asadam tayrim min ha'olam ha'olyoin. V'zeh oid yoyis ma'ila she'achoch ma'olyoin. V'yoyis mizah ma'ila shlishis. Shenik Yisrael Bona Hashem Yisparach, Shezuyis Amayla Alakoyl. Ki Bishvul Zanoysis Ol Kesha Baroish Melech Malchem Lochem Kirisa Pe Endorshin, Ki Sandalfin Oymed Machoyer Merkava Vekoyshe Kesha Lekoyne Mitzvos Hashem Yisrael. Vedova Ze Bishvul Keim Bonim Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nechsev Ateres Keinim Dei Bonim. Wokach Sandalfin Koyshe Kesha Lekoyne Mitzvos Hashem Yisrael, Shem Bonim Lamakoyim, Elgim Madreg Zol Zu, Aramayla Ze Shal Kobom Ze. Let's go back now and let's go piece by piece and understand a little bit what he means. There are three dargis of what a person can bestow upon me. Mitzad, it's meaning klapi, the person that gave it to me, and mitzad, what's good for me. If somebody gives me something which is objectively chashiv, that is a good thing. So somebody gives me an iPad or whatever it is, that's objectively chashiv. It's an expensive thing, it's a nice thing, and so on. And it shows a darga of ahava, which is nice. Second darga is somebody comes and gives me something that's valuable to him. The person himself had something he had worked a long time that he carved out of wood, something that was very precious to him, and he gives it to me. It might be less in value than something that's objectively value, but in terms of the chiba, the person gave me his personal thing. You know, if I have something personal that's of great emotional, sentimental value, then I give it to somebody. That's like when parents give a heirloom of something that's very, very valuable to them sentimentally. It's a great. It says a lot. Copy it out for the kid. So that's the second dag is when I gave something that is to me very valuable. There's another knetch. That's a knetch. It says here, and it's merumis keneged bina chachma and kesa. When I give something that comes out of a sense of ava that can't even the mechanism of the ava can't be expressed. The type of ava that a mother has for a child is something which is doesn't have any way of quantifying it. In other words, these three dargas that we talked about go from the most, the one that can be most easily described, to the one that comes from a sherish that's nela. So when I give you something that's valuable meets out the world around, so that's a finite thing, and it's very easy to describe. This is an iPad, and it's worth a lot of money, and it does a lot of nice things, and I'm being behind you a lot with it. When I give you something that is of great value to me, so there, its value is nevea from me. I'm giving something where the value and myself are identical. It's not something that has an objectively high value, but for me to depart from it is very strong. The third darga is when I give you something that's my atzmius. The way a mother loves a child, the ava is something where the child is almost identified with the mother. It doesn't make sense. The actions of a mother kind of a child don't make sense except through that perspective that beets him, it's the person himself that sees himself. So this pechina of banim shakadosh baruch hu means that a kadosh baruch who's nesina to chay Yisrael is coming from a deep sheirish. That's why Sandalfin is Kaisha Kesel Kainai, because Klal Yisrael's tefillas are of the, and that's Pchinas Kesa, is something that comes from a Sheirish pierced where there's any maga with reason or understanding why or what. It just identifies itself with the Atzmius. So the Mela, the Novitz Kesel Kainai Tosha Yisrael, Klal Yisrael as Barim Lamakum express that type of inyan. Okay, any questions?
No, it's good.
Okay, the Seder, very good. Okay, nice to be back. Good, Kaltev.
Thank you, Kaltev.